Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, Attorney at Law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Happy New Year! I'm Frederick Penny, your host with Denise Dirks, Todd Cunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter. This is going to be a good year, 2020. The people that are the most happy or the happiest for it being 2020 is whom? You don't know what I'm going to say, do you? Whom would be the most important or most excited or happy people to have it the year 2020?
Well, I'm just guessing marijuana users are really looking forward to the month of April because it's going to be 420 for like 30 days.
Well, okay, that's good, but no, that's not it. It is 2020, man.
Oh,
2020.
Oh,
2020.
Ophthalmologists will like to
know the show.
Yes, 2020, yes. Man. It's automatic. Advertise it for them.
Are they still on?
They're still on.
Oh,
2020 is going to be like, hey, it's 2020. That's right. That's who we are. Cal.
Just like I told you, my wife asked me, where do you see us in a year from now? And I said, I don't know. I no longer have 2020 vision. I don't know.
Oh,
oh come on. It's a groaner.
You know what also? I've heard a lot of complaints about 2020. I don't see any Jetsons vehicles around there. They said in 2020, the Jetsons cartoon was set in 2020. And 2020, they had the little flying little cars, and they go...
And those walkways that you could go above the air.
Jetways, yeah.
Yeah, what's up with that? There's no more of that.
But they do still have Judy Jetson spending all of her husband's money.
Do they really?
That hasn't changed. Yeah, you know.
And where Mr. Spacely forces George to push the button one time in the factory, and it was just way too much work for him. He was exhausted after having to push the automation.
That's George Jetson and George Jetson.
George Jetson. His wife, Judy.
Hey, Cal, while we're talking, go find that, and let's play the George Jetsons theme when we get a second. Today we're going to talk about a number of things. If you want to call in, it's 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234, or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Remember, seek legal counsel. We're talking about general topics of law. We're not giving legal advice. Here's the George Jetsons 2020 that was set in 2020. I used to watch this all the time. Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes. Listen to those cars.
Meet George Jetson.
Yep. Uh-huh.
James Stewart.
Elroy.
Roy Elroy.
Yeah, put Elroy in the little capsule and drop him off at school. Down he drops.
Yeah, but what they're doing, Cal, is they're driving those little space cars.
And Judy goes to Orbit High School. High School. Very cool. Yeah.
All right, you can turn it off. That did not happen, those of you out there listening to us on Radio Land.
I'm disappointed. That
George Jetson cars did not come about, and there's no such thing as Orbit High School.
And there was no cat in the Jetsons. Sorry. Sorry, Todd.
Well, that's because the cats were no longer pets. They actually became part of the ruling class.
We're going to talk about private property lawsuits today. Since we're not talking about anecdotal stuff, that's a very interesting discussion that we're going to get into. Is about private property lawsuits. There's a 2020 law we're going to talk about maybe how dreadlocks may be an issue in the new 2020 laws. This private property lawsuit that's happening in Oakland, California, may affect property rights throughout the United States, and we're going to talk about that. We've got Hunter Biden. We're going to talk about paternity. Everyone's like, we're going to talk about political Hunter Biden stuff. No, this is all about the paternity issues we want to discuss, and we're going to stick to the paternity and some bizarre twists in this paternity lawsuit of Hunter Biden's child, and we're going to discuss that. And then the state of Washington is suing Johnson & Johnson. We're going to talk about that also. But the most important thing that you have to remember here is I smoked my two compadres Padres here in the case or no case last hour and got both points.
Well, I got
and
one.
You got so one.
You
Denise
smoked. You smoked, mm-hmm. you smoked Denise. Yep. You know, it was something between smoking and winning with me.
All I got to say is I'm going to win again. Cal, let's roll a good case or no case so I can win more points.
I see. Well, that's what it's about then. Here we go. Here we go.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay! In 1998, a Mr. Lloyd wanted to join a gym, and the closest one to him was a Curves gymnasium in Arizona where you could go in and do your workout and all that stuff. Mr. Lloyd went in there and said, I would like to join this gym. And they said, I'm sorry, we'd love to, Mr. Lloyd, James Lloyd, but this is a woman's only gym. We have some women here who don't like to be ogled. We don't have women who like to be seen by anyone other than other women as they work out. And Mr. Lloyd said, I'm going to fight against the tyranny of women-only health clubs by going to a lawyer. Mm. So, I ask you, Ms. Dirks, your first this time, case or no case?
Well, this is akin to the private men's clubs.
I think so, probably.
And, yeah, very much. And but that's kind of the key, isn't it? Is if it's a private club, then they can actually exclude or limit their membership. But if it's a public club, they can't.
So
the question is Curves
definition
a
of that?
Private right, or public?
Right, right.
It's got to be public, Jim. It's got to be public. You they pay. Anyone can come in.
Anybody can join it.
That's a woman can come in and join it, according to them, right?
I
say it's public.
Well, I'm not going to say anything. I don't want to give Denise any chance to, you know.
Get some points.
She's got to go first.
Well, I'm going to say, oh, gosh, here I go again. I'm going to say no case.
Okay.
All right.
Mr. Penny, what's saying
you? I'm going to say is that the two interesting things that I noted here. The first is it's 1998.
Mm-hmm.
So this is 2019. I'm saying for sure.
2020.
Yeah, but I'm saying as of last year. As if it's 2019, last year.
That was good.
I'm serious. I'm thinking, if it's 2019 and what we have seen in the laws going forward with this type of an issue, he wins. It's a case that he wins hands down. But in 1998, I don't think they were quite as progressive, at least the courts at that time. I say it's a case. He sues. He loses, even though in 2019, or as my compadres here, 2020,
yeah, well,
he would probably win. So, case, he loses.
Mr. Kunin, what say you, my friend?
I don't think that this qualifies as a public place in the sense that a public place would be like going into a supermarket. You have to pay to go in. You just walk in. This
you
is
have
more
to pay
like
to get out.
Yeah, well, that's true. this is more like
sounds
a men's
like
club.
A Hotel California song.
Exactly.
This is more like a men's club where you have to go through the membership process. You pay dues. You go in. You're paying for the exclusivity. So, I mean, they are called health clubs, and so I would say that this would be part of the exception that Denise talked about. I think that this is a case. I can see somebody just trying to do it just to raise a stink. And so I think that it is a case, and I think that he loses, and I think he would still even lose today.
Ooh.
But for this purpose, this one, it's a case, and he loses. The club is allowed to exclude.
Denise, we could catch up. Oh, we're going to come back after this because Cal's we're out of time. Yeah. We'll find out whether or not this is a discriminatory case.
Go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Concussion Medical Clinic knows active people run the risk of the concussion. Soccer, football, even a simple fall can lead to a brain injury. Concussion Medical Clinic can test you before you start a sports program so they can have a baseline and more quickly diagnose a concussion should one occur. They also offer expert... and want the best concussion care available. Give Concussion Medical Clinic a call. 916-259-4043. 916-259-4043. Concussion Medical Clinic.
Jason Rosbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast, 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. That's 800-814-5108.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Are you curious?
This is Radio Law Talk.
Case or no case, we were talking about the 1998 the Lloyd wanted to join a gym called Curves in Arizona, and he was a male, and they said sorry, and he... Question is, did he bring a lawsuit? Is it a case? And what was the outcome? Denise said no case. Both Todd and I said cases, and both of us said he loses.
So let's start with Denise. She said no case. Is that correct? And,
yes.
And she's the only one who said no case. Is that correct?
Yes.
So therefore... So sorry, Denise. It was, in fact,
Denise,
a case.
Denise, it's a bad... 2020 has started off bad for you. I feel so bad.
Yeah, you look all broken up about this.
I'm so broken up about this.
Yeah, you get the sincerity in his eyes right there.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so here's the thing. He sued. The judge ordered the club to let him join. He got no damages, nothing. He just had to join the club and pay his dues, and he could go in and exercise if he wanted to. But, in fact, this same club still discourages Y chromosome members. They discourage it, but they can't stop someone who wants to come in and pay. So the judge, he wasn't a precedent-setting ruling or anything, but he just went in and said, considering the thousands of women-only gyms still exist around the world and the fight against the tyranny of women-only health clubs must go on. So the guy won the case, but all he got.
So he won. So, but
you guys get one each.
1 point each.
Yeah.
And we looked it up, and it does still say Curves is in business. It says women's only exercise.
Yeah.
I was wondering. I don't know what stage in the transition Caitlyn Jenner is, but if she hasn't had any altering surgeries done, or he...
I'm pretty sure she has, yeah.
But if when she came out and started dressing as a female but hadn't had anything done, could she go to a Curves saying that I identify as a woman, despite what my biology says, this is where I want to go because this is how I identify.
And by the way, Cal, I don't know that she has. Caitlin has had any surgeries. I don't. That's speculation.
I'm uncomfortable calling him she.
Yeah, or whatever.
I can't wrap my brain around that. But I'm not trying to be discriminatory.
Yeah,
I just don't get it.
But
anyway.
But we don't know whether there's been surgery.
Yeah, and we don't know whether someone can go in as a transvestite or a cross-dresser or a person who's
in transition. It sounds like they can if they bring a lawsuit.
Apparently, if you can go in and pay the money and go in.
I think this is the way it is they keep it the way it is. However, if a person walks in and says, I bet $5, I don't want to bet anything. But if they walk in and say, I'm a male and I want to join, they have to probably say, okay. But they don't advertise it that way.
That's what it looked like to me.
What, Denise?
My head is going in a bad place. What's the name of that billionaire that used to show his mangina?
Oh, that guy that was they got the $75 million guy that had the...
The one that just got these lawsuits against him and kind of lost.
That guy had more problems than... Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Next, we're going to learn a little bit about people who go to credit repair. And because we have talked about food, we've talked about exercise, and then we'll talk about money, the 3 years where people have the most common New Year's resolutions. Next time on Case.
All right. Case. So, Todd, you and I got a point, and Denise, it is a bad 2020 for you so far. What are our points? Our points are kind of catching up.
I'm not that far. I'm still ahead of you, Fred.
I know. Everybody's ahead of you.
I would say it's a bad 2020 in terms of her not being able to get a point, but the damage done to her point total and her competition has been very minimal since you and I are...
For you.
That's right. Okay, talk about...
You know, when we thought you were going to be late, we're going to do double points.
Yeah, figured.
2020.
But you made it in. Worked out fine.
I sent him a text saying I'm going to be 4 to 5 minutes late, and Siri changed it to I'm going to be 45 minutes late.
Yeah, we saw that. We're like, all right.
And I told Denise, double points on case or no case.
All right, here we go. We got to talk about the latest lawsuits of 2020. We've been talking about that hour number one or hour number two. As I always say, deodorant applied and breath mints put in. So we're ready to roll. Here's the interesting one. What we do here at Radio Law Talk is a lot of people are talking about this, and it's throughout the news. It's in all these little articles, but they just briefly talk about it. But we dig deep, and Cal doesn't do this, but I'm telling you, we've got Todd digging deep, understanding this law and how it applies. But most people are just saying, guess what? You cannot now discriminate against dreadlocks, cornrows, or braids, or hairstyles because that is part of a person's race. And this new law that comes in by a Democrat out of Los Angeles is now saying that these dress and grooming standards are have an unfair impact on African Americans, and therefore they're discriminatory. And the first thing I thought is, what about those people who have dress standards, you know? And I get it, dreadlocks, and I get it, that's, or braids or cornrows, but what if their dress standards are such that you can't have that? You can't have piercings in your lips or whatever you want in certain areas. Are they allowed to do that anymore in businesses? So Todd, you've delved deep into it. How does it apply?
Yeah, so what the law, contrary to the way it's being pitched in the media, which is, oh my gosh, a new anti-discrimination law based on hair. And a lot of people even forgot to look that this was supposed to be an anti-discrimination based on race type law. So they started thinking, oh my, so somebody comes in with spiky hair and all this kind of stuff, I gotta hire them without that. No, the law doesn't apply to any of that. What the California legislature did was, in the education code and in the government code, they added some language to the definition of race. And what they added was, you've got the definition of protected classes that can't be discriminated against, and in both sections they add this language, race is inclusive of traits historically associated with race, including but not limited to hair texture and protective hairstyles. And they define protective hairstyles as including but not limited to braids, locks, and twists. And all this really does is further the way somebody can be potentially in violation of racial discrimination if their hiring decision is based upon that person's hair, and that person's hair is typically associated with the race. So, real-world application. Somebody comes in with an afro. Okay, that's typically associated with African-American individuals, and if they didn't hire them because of that, it's not hair discrimination, that's racial discrimination.
What if a white person walks in with a hair afro?
Well, if the white person walks in, that's not something typically associated with that race.
What if they were not pure white, but they're kind of more of a tan skin? How do you do that?
Well, so
I'm seriously, where does this go? I'm talking about those of you out there. There's a slippery slope, we call it.
And here is why I should back up. Maybe if a white person walks in and they have an afro or they have cornrows or whatever,
or dreads.
Look, that might be race discrimination for this reason. I know several individuals in my acting and stuff that, to look at them, I wouldn't be able to tell you what their race was based upon the color of their skin.
Right.
One guy, individual in particular, I know, says, look, I'm African American. He doesn't look African American to me because his hair doesn't look that way, and his skin is
lighter, a little bit lighter.
A little bit lighter. I wouldn't be able to tell anything. It doesn't matter.
I had a friend that's Mexican that has blue eyes, and he has light skinned. But he came from Juarez, Mexico, which is kind of a more, it's interesting. You look at him, there's no way he looks Hispanic.
So my point is, you can't tell somebody's heritage or race based solely upon looking at their skin. So if somebody comes into your establishment and they appear to be Caucasian or appear to be Latino, but they're wearing cornrows or they have an afro, and you say, I'm not going to hire you, their argument would be, well, actually, I'm African-American. You're not hiring me because of my hair, and the law says that's race.
We're going to be back. We're going to talk more about this when we come back from the break.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Thousands of mourners chanting, America is the great Satan.
marched in a funeral procession through Baghdad for Iran's top general and Iraqi militant leaders who were killed in a U.S. airstrike. General Qasem Soleimani, the head of Iran's elite Quds force and the mastermind of its regional security strategy, and someone who was involved in killing over 3,000 American troops, was killed in the airstrike near the Iraqi capital. The attack has caused regional tensions to soar. Iran has vowed harsh retaliation, raising fears of an all-out war with the United States. President Donald Trump says he ordered the strike to prevent a conflict. His administration says Soleimani was plotting a series of additional attacks that endangered American troops. Washington has dispatched another 3,000 troops to neighboring Kuwait. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I boom, steal the show. Come on, quick, quack, car, wall. Don't drive that dirty.
Oh, come on.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
Yeah, we're back. Sorry, we cut out a little quickly while Todd was talking.
My fault. My fault. Okay. Sorry, guys.
Cal, we cut your salary by 30 cents.
Thank you. My bad.
So anyway, getting back to the...
back up a little bit.
We're talking about the hairstyle law in California, what it's been posed as. It's really just an addition to the definition of race in California and how it applies in both schools and in the employment context. And essentially what it does is it adds to the definition by saying race also includes characteristics typically associated with race, such as hair texture and protective hairstyles. And by hairstyles, they refer to, and this is in the code, braids, locks, or twists.
Okay.
And so...
And I said what?
Fred had asked the question, what if somebody who appears white comes in, or a Caucasian person comes in, but they've got an afro, they've got
corn... Or appears Caucasian.
Yeah, appears Caucasian, and they have cornrows, or they have a hairstyle that's typically associated with African Americans. All right? And you decided not to hire them. Well, I think that you would expose yourself in a situation like that to race discrimination, because you can't look at somebody's color of their skin right now and conclusively determine their racial background. Over the break, I showed a picture to my colleagues of three friends of mine, and one of them was African American, and in looking at them, they all had very similar skin tones, and nobody could decide which one was African American, which one was Latino, which one was Caucasian, and you just couldn't tell by looking at the picture.
Right.
And so if you... and shouldn't be able to tell based on the skin color, you expose yourself to racial discrimination.
So 855-LAW-RADIO, you can call in and tell us what you think, or 855-529-7234, 855-529-7234. Here's the interesting question also, is where does this slippery slope go? That's what I always bring up. A slippery slope is you're starting down the path where you're – no matter what you do, you're discriminating. You know what I mean? Because you can't, okay, now it's the, okay, how do you tell with the skin color? How do you tell with the, now it's the hair? Now, I mean, how do you know? I mean, me, everyone's, I seriously put this on an application the other day. What race? I did not put Caucasian. I put other. And everyone's like, well, you're Caucasian. No, I'm like 22 different things. There's so many different things in my back. You go back and look at my genealogy. I'm Chippewa Indian. My family's comes from Chippewa Indian line. It's just there's all kinds of just mixture in me and a lot of people in America now.
When I was in, we all took in law school the class Trusts and Estates, I believe. That was one of the mandatory classes that everybody had to take because you had to talk about wills and things like that. And one of the things I found interesting that is that in the Trusts and Estates class, they said, genetically speaking, everybody on the earth is no further distant than 12th cousins.
Wow.
Because of the way genetics works and all of that. And so, yeah, to a certain extent, everybody has some sort of background. There is no... It's very rare to find anybody that would be ethnically homogenous to one area without any sort of DNA or somebody coming in from a different area. We're all people.
Now that DNA, DNA stuff's so big, it shows where you're coming from all types of areas.
I've taken upon myself the habit of writing, prefer not to state, because I don't want to reveal private information about myself to people anyway. So if they ask for race, how much I make, my education, I just prefer not to state, and I don't.
Yeah.
A couple of things, and I was talking to Denise, talking with Denise about this during the break. We have tried at Radio Law Talk to set up what the law is designed to apply to and how the law is designed to apply, and it's difficult to do that without sometimes sounding like you yourself are racist because of having to explain the way the law works and what the law is designed to protect against. And I want to be clear, just personally speaking, and I'm sure I speak for Fred and Denise
right.
as well, that I don't make it a habit to go around and try to, well, I wonder if that person is this ethnic background or that. People are just people. The three friends that I talked about, it was only for purposes of demonstrating an example and how you can't tell if you were
sometimes
that type
you
of
can.
Person.
Yeah.
If you were trying to discriminate or to delineate, but that's just not how I work. In the law, I should also say that there are also exceptions for bona fide security reasons and bona fide qualifications
in
this new law.
Explain that.
And what that means is that if there is a specific reason why there has to be a certain grooming standard, the first one that comes to mind is the food preparation industry. If you have a hairstyle that it is impossible to guarantee and protect that hair is not going to fall into the food, then that's an issue. If it's a security issue, if you have to wear a helmet and your hair is such that a helmet cannot fit on, although looking at the NFL these days and some of the hairstyles,
the dreadlocks,
I would find it very difficult to be for an employer to be able to make that argument because these guys can wear helmets. But still, if it presents a security issue, if it's a qualified reason why the business has to have a certain appearance code, then there's an exception. Interestingly enough, there's also an exception for parents who employ their kids. A parent, if they want to employ their kid, can still say, you're getting a haircut.
Yeah.
If they want to.
Yeah, I'm curious, and I haven't seen this yet in the NFL, and I like watching the NFL to some degree, and I've seen guys with dreads or cornrows that are so long they're down in the middle of the back. Let us know if you know the rules. Can someone tackle a guy and grab his
yes.
dreads and flip
yep.
him and just rip his head? Yeah, can he?
Yes.
Oh. Oh my gosh.
So here's something that's interesting, okay? Do you know what a horse collar tackle is?
Yes, yes. I do.
So a horse collar tackle, for those of you who don't know, is, you know, you got the collar of the shirt, and then you have the pads that go around for the helmet, or for the shoulder pads. And if you reach up and grab onto the back of the shoulder pad or the side of the shoulder pad, and you're using that to pull the runner down when you go to tackle them, that's a horse collar tackle. All right, illegal. You can't do it. Do you remember the Pittsburgh Steelers safety Troy Polamalu? He had the Polynesian had very long hair. I mean, it goes down halfway down his back. He had intercepted the ball and was running, and the wide receiver went to go tackle him and tackled him by grabbing onto his hair and pulling him down. Everybody thought it was a horse collar tackle. Nope. You grabbed the hair. You didn't grab the shoulder pads. There was nothing wrong with it. Although I don't know if they've changed the rule, but right now, the last time I saw it was there. It was free game, fair game.
It was part of the uniform, part of who you what you choose to put it out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's go to, again, we're nationwide. We are syndicated all over the place, our Radio Law Talk, but we're not necessarily picking on California, but this is just some big topics that have popped out, have come out of California, and that happens a lot. New York, California, a lot of stuff. But California's war on private property is an issue here. I mean, we got the Fifth Amendment and the 14th Amendment, the Due Process Clause, and the Fifth Amendment, the Taking Clause, basically protects property rights. Now, the issue here is, in Oakland, California, and this is true in the Bay Area, San Francisco, Oakland, it's very expensive to live. I mean, people, it's just almost impossible to live there to make enough money. And there's these companies coming in and buying these homes and flipping them. They buy them, they renovate them, and they flip them and make good money because very wealthy people or people that do well, a lot of them in the industry, the computer industry, come in and they buy those homes and it's close to work. So what's happened is there's a woman who has two little children, decided to squat, moved into a house that was vacant, and they some say she broke in, and others say no, it wasn't a break-in, she just somehow walked in. To me, look, it's not your house, you don't just walk in it, that to me that's breaking in. But semantically they're saying that, quote, wasn't a break-in, she just went in there and moved in, and says now she has the right to live there as long as she wants while it's vacant.
Well,
because she has rights. Because she has a right, and this is going to be a constitutional argument, a human right to have housing. That's a right she's claiming.
Right, and you got to get to the bottom of Oakland, and lots of Bay Area cities are exactly the same. There are so many people that are homeless,
right,
and they have all these investors that come in and buy up the property, and they're keeping them empty until the opportunity to flip them comes, and the markets are such that they can make money.
Right.
So there's a huge argument that this should not be occurring. These huge investors should not be allowed to hold on to property that's empty. They need to put it for public good. Good. And
oh, that's a property right issue. Ooh.
I know.
You're opening a can of worms.
I hear you.
So, eminent domain.
Yeah, but we're going to talk about that when we come back, and we will get into property rights and what's called adverse possession, too. And after we do that, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk a little more about that. We're going to argue both sides. We'll be back.
Stay there. Well, some people think maybe, so we'll talk about that and more after this on Radio Law Talk.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Is this real life?
Oh, that's stone.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, it's real life in California here in Oakland where property rights owners are saying you don't have a right to come in and adversely possess or take our properties just because, you know, you are homeless and need a house. And that's what their argument is. There are rules and regulations, and every state's different. Make sure you look at your state, because there, even if they walk in your house and sit in your house or squat in your house, there are ways you have to kick them out. It's not just, you know, walk in there and throw them out. You have to go through a process. There's a thing in California and other states also, because it's all different, but there's a thing called adverse possession. That's where you go in and take over a piece of property. And there's ways to do it. It's old-fashioned law out of England that is kind of antiquated. But, you know, for example, don't quote me on all the details because I don't handle this area of law. But I know in general, for example, you know, there's certain things to adversely possess or take over a piece of property. You have to pay taxes for 5 years on the property. You have to be there. You know, there's a number of factors, and it's difficult to do that.
Yeah, you have to be open in your possession. It has to be hostile to the owner's title and right to possession. And you have to continuously possess it for 5 years. And then you have to pay the taxes, the property taxes on it for 5 years.
And when we talk about being open and hostile, it's to protect against something like this. Let's say Fred owns 100 acres in Northern California and there's a cabin up there, and Fred never goes there, and some guy sneaks on the property and lives in that cabin for 5 years, and just nobody knows he's there, and nobody knows. You know, Fred's paying the taxes every year on the property. The guy can't come out at that point and say, "Oh, I've been here 5 years or longer. It's mine," because nobody knew he was there. It's got to be an openly contested thing so that you can essentially go to court to say, look, the homeowner knew I was there. They did nothing to kick me out, do anything. I was there. They knew I was there. It's all about giving notice, and I wasn't told to leave. So, but, yeah, it is 5 years, and you have to pay the taxes for 5 years. And so in this case that we're talking about here in Oakland, clearly the adverse possession elements weren't met, but they're trying otherwise to still be able to gain access of the home.
They have to be deemed to have possession. And that's where it
that's
comes
cow's
down.
Cough.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
That's cow's cough.
Because usually with this type of a case, it arises out of a lease, you know, or some sort of a contract. Or a renter-tenant type of a situation, or a landlord-tenant type of a situation. And in this case, the Moms for Housing,
yes,
they don't have anything like that.
Well, that's a good argument. They're arguing that this is, quote, big predatory banks and real estate speculators that are coming in that are kind of pushing these people out because they can't afford it. And no one should be homeless. This is their argument, the plaintiffs. No one should be homeless while an investor owns a home that's sitting empty. Now, I say this, and I say that because I've brought this up before, and we're going to argue both sides. You know, a quote, I'm going to quote this. Predatory big banks and real estate speculators and wealthy real estate people, basically, is the argument. So if that's the case, I always bring this up, why can't you go rob a bank? And that should be legal. Because they're big money, they have money, and they're rich. Therefore, is it legal to rob a bank? That's my question, Denise, on that side. So because they're, quote, predatory banks, and they're big, wealthy real estate speculators, does that mean that they have no rights under the Constitution, just like this other individual?
Well, we know they do. But that's their argument. Yeah, the question is, what can a locality like the city council or county commission, what can they do when they do have these empty houses that are investment houses, and they have such huge population of homeless? What can they do?
So there's a mechanism in place that happens all the time when the government needs property that is privately owned for some legitimate governmental purpose. And if the locality here decides that it is in the government's interest that a private individual no longer have the right to control their property, because another individual needs housing, and the government wants to come in and force the homeowner to allow another person to live there, then this falls, in my opinion, under something akin to eminent domain, because the government is saying, we have a governmental interest that overrides your individual interest in this property. The governmental interest being providing housing for the homeless. And so you have to let them come in and live there. Well, if that's the case, if they have taken away the right to exclude from the property owner under eminent domain, then they are responsible, in my opinion, for paying the homeowner the reasonable fair market value of that property. And if it's temporary, it can be rent. If the people come in and destroy the property, then the government should be on the hook for it. But that's the mechanism.
You pay what it's worth.
Yeah, but to take it from them with no compensation to the homeowner, no fair market value compensation to the homeowner is not right. And to the argument that people have the right to housing, look, housing for everyone would be great, but I believe that the word right is overly expanded. The word rights really arises and starts when you consider the Declaration of Independence, which reads that all people, I'm going to say people instead of men because, It's 2020. All people are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with inherent and certain inalienable rights. That means you have the right to this. You enjoy this thing for no other reason than the fact that you exist. And in the Declaration of Independence, they have said that among those are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Okay? Now, there might be other things, but I think it's very difficult for somebody to say, because I exist, I am entitled to housing. Or because I exist, I am entitled to government-funded health care. Well, what about people who exist that have no governments? What about people who exist that live in an area where there is no housing? Okay?
But they're not Americans, though. So
well but the thing is, the Constitution says you're entitled to this because you exist and the Creator endowed you with this.
Gotcha.
Everybody, no matter what country you live in, you get to use
this. So look, the need for housing may be something, but it's not a right. It's not a right. It maybe the government should provide it. Maybe that should happen. But it's not a right on par with the other rights that we enjoy, like freedom of religion, the right to free speech, the right, you know, to keep the government. Rights are things that exist to keep the government from taking stuff away from you, not things that exist that require the government to affirmatively give it to you.
So it's interesting on this. I've read a couple of arguments, both sides, but one of the arguments is the issue is they're talking about the state of California has made it so costly and expensive to remove people from homes that it's cheaper, easier, and less of a hassle for them just to leave them vacant. They would love to probably temporarily put someone in. And that's what the argument is. A lot of these big companies say, I want to put someone in and get some rent while we're there. But it's so cumbersome and difficult to kick them out, it's worth just leaving it vacant. And I know of a person that actually happened. They have a house, and they're like, you know what? We're just going to leave it vacant because they want to sell it, but they've got it for about 8 months. They're just going to leave it vacant because that's too much
of
a hassle.
How big the aggrieved party is irrelevant, the homeowner. Well, a big company is just a big bank. That's like saying stealing from Walmart is less theft of stealing from a small private merchant. It doesn't matter. Theft
right,
is theft.
Right.
That's a key point. I don't think this has come up in this discussion. If you're trespassing, you can't say, well, it's just Bank of America or whatever. No, you're trespassing. That's what.
Yes.
That's just me.
But if there is a right to housing, the right to housing says that the government cannot come in and tell you you're not entitled to own a home. If there's a right to housing, it is a right to protect people from the government from saying you can't have a house. It's not a right to say the government to come in and have to provide you with a house. They just can't keep you from having
right.
one.
I think an interesting thing is you bring a mother with two small children, wonderful, probably beautiful family, and it's just it pulls at the heartstrings. And that's why I think the judge took it under submission. Well, hour number two is done. And look, we had a great time. Join us hour number three. If your radio station doesn't have you on, go to www.radiolawtalk.com. Go to our podcast. You can listen to our podcast, or you can click on the live and listen to us live. Join us third hour if you'd like to with Denise, myself, Todd Cunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter. We'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned. Another hour is coming up.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.